Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Technology Risk in Business. When is the right time to adopt AI?
And it's a question I hear from business owners constantly. Am I too early? Too late? Should I just wait until it all settles down?
Right. And Brett's answer is pretty clear. The real risk isn't moving too soon. The real risk is implementing without a plan. The businesses that will struggle aren't the ones who tried AI and adjusted course. They're the ones who sat on the sidelines while competitors built capability and momentum.
Which is uncomfortable if you've been in wait-and-see mode. But honestly, a lot of SME owners are sitting exactly there right now.
Absolutely. So when exactly is the right time? Brett's answer, when you understand the specific problem you're solving. Not when a new model trends, not when everyone's talking about it.
That feels obvious once you hear it. But in practice, people do chase the shiny object. There's a new winner every week. ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, Copilot, Perplexity.
And Brett says the secret isn't picking the best model today. It's choosing one that fits your existing business ecosystem. If you're already on Google Workspace, start with Gemini. If you're in Microsoft 365, check whether Copilot is a natural fit. Don't switch for novelty. Stability is your friend, not fashion.
That's genuinely practical, because I think a lot of people are burning time evaluating tools rather than actually using them.
Exactly. He mentions his personal favorites are Claude, ChatGPT, and Manus, each for different reasons. And for many businesses, the answer is a combination of platforms rather than one winner.
Okay, but here's the question a skeptical owner in the room would ask. What about the risk that the startup you're betting on just disappears?
Brett addresses that directly. He says some new tools won't survive their first funding round. And that's not cynicism, that's reality. His advice is to anchor your strategy around principles, not platforms. Prioritize data security, integration, and adaptability. Choose tools that fail gracefully. If a vendor goes under, you should still own your data and your process logic.
That last part should get written on a whiteboard somewhere. You might not control what happens to a software company, but you can absolutely control whether you own your data.
The other big section I want to cover is the people piece, because Brett is very direct about this. He says it's 80% culture, 20% code, possibly even 10% code these days.
And that tracks with what I see in businesses. The tech is almost the easy mart.
The worst mistake, he says, is implementing AI to your team instead of with them. If you do it in secret and expect people to just adapt, you create mistrust and resentment.
And employees aren't scared of automation as such. They're scared of being excluded from the conversation.
Right. There's a line in the article I thought was really well put. It's not that AI is coming for your jobs. It's that people who use AI in their roles will take the jobs of teams and businesses that aren't using it. That's a very different frame.
It shifts the risk from AI might replace me to our competitors might out-execute us, which for a business owner is a far more pressing concern.
So the article lays out 10 questions every owner should work through before committing any budget. What specific problem am I solving? Is my data organized and secure? Which departments benefit most? Who will maintain these systems over time? What's my plan if the vendor disappears?
Question 5 stayed with me. How can I include my team so they feel part of this, not replaced by it? That's the one most people skip.
For the close, Brett's line is, there is no perfect moment. Waiting for certainty in AI is like waiting for the sea to stop moving before you sail.
So don't wait for perfect. Start with something real, something you can measure.
And Brett gives you a concrete first step. Identify one repetitive task that costs your team more than 2 hours a week. That's your AI pilot candidate.
The other one I'd pull out, audit your existing software stack. List every platform you're already paying for and check whether it has built-in AI features you haven't activated yet. You might already have tools sitting idle.
That's a low-cost first step. You're not buying anything new. You're just using what you've already got.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to look at your specific business and where AI can actually help, Brett offers a free AI audit on the site.
Worth doing. The article is Technology Risk in Business, When is the Right Time to Adopt AI? By Brett Allegre Wood. Find it at anabu.ai.